From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is interviewing four candidates this Sunday to be his national security advisor after a tumultuous week in which he fired one former military leader from the strategic White House post and his first replacement choice turned the job down. He's spending the weekend at his lavish oceanfront Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. He is planning to discuss the job in person or on the phone with acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg, a retired Army general, John Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Army General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Kesslen. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult. Humanitarian agencies are gearing up to help between 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may flee due to the fighting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order directive.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. This is VOA News.